Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me again this week.
Hi, Toby. Good to speak to you. Nice, I think, to be looking forward to a long weekend over Easter.
I thought we'd start with a few sort of bits of news around campaigning and to talk about, finally, bus travel announcements are becoming mandatory in October 2026. And this, like some campaigns and like buses, we wait a while for these things to come through, Matt. But it's great to see that campaigning and sight loss organisations coming together can achieve real results for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, we're delighted. You know, what we managed to get done is that the Department of Transport has confirmed that onboard travel announcements, i.e., you know, audio announcements, will become mandatory across Britain's bus network. And, you know, the Roads and Accessibility Minister, a guy called Richard Holden, described it as a massive boost for passenger independence. And, you know, this has been going on for many years. We've had a campaign known as Stop For Me, Speak To Me campaign, and lots of charities in our sort of sphere, guide dogs and other VI charities, you know, have been sort of working on this with us. And so we're delighted this has been announced by the Department of Transport. The reality of how long this will take to get implemented is it's going to be done by October 2026, but years tend to go quickly. So, you know, and it won't just be a big reveal on the day, it will be a creeping tide of improvement between now and then. So, you know, we'd hope to see quite a lot of improvement made, you know, quite quickly, really. So yeah, we're delighted with it. And one of the challenges is information, because a lot of it is visual. Notice signboards of departures and railway stations, even at bus stops now, where you get electronic signs, it's visual. People get deterred from going out on journeys because they feel it's too difficult and the information isn't accessible. And we know that hinders, you know, job prospects, employment, social life, meeting friends and family, all the things that we know to be critical. You know, this sounds a small announcement, but actually it's a really big announcement, I think, because it unlocks one of the main challenges that we know blind and partially sighted people face when they're moving about the public transport network.
And of course, cost of living crisis is still in the news at the moment. I think there's been hikes in various sort of charges over the last week and a bit. And there's also news about the Support Can't Wait campaign.
Yes, that's right. We did this initially back in January, and the RNIB, you know, we were the prime movers convening then about 45 charities to take over social media with the sort of hashtag Support Can't Wait, you know, making the point about the challenges that people across a spectrum of disability face, from the cost of living crisis, you know, energy prices being incredibly high, double digit inflation on foodstuffs, you know, the particular challenge for many people with disability where you can't avoid, you know, using technology for machinery and equipment, people being at home, you know, needing to keep houses warm and having to take the hit on energy. So we felt well received in January, about 11 million views across 2.5 million different sort of hits on all the social media activity across those charities. So we're doing it again today with more charities. We've got the VADG group, voluntary organizational group involved. We've got about 65 charities all playing ball today. So I'd hope for greater reach. Again, it's hashtag Support Can't Wait. You know, we're making the general point about the cost of living crisis still biting as we move into a new financial year. You know, and a couple of things that we're particularly keen to push are development of sort of social tariffs for energy and a review of benefits to ensure they cover essential outgoings rather than just being a sort of one-off payment, which can very quickly evaporate with the pressures, economic pressures that we've just talked to. But I mean, I think, do these things matter? Yeah, I think they do. I mean, do they have an impact? I think, you know, January's effort was part of a lot of charity effort across the sector, and with bodies like NCBO and Akivo, you know, mobilising opinion and activity as well. And I think, you know, you saw in the budget in March, the extension of the energy price cap to June and 100 million being given to charities. So I think people notice. So, you know, I think today is important. I think it just keeps the profile of the issue. I think people will still notice. And it keeps us, you know, agitating with energy companies, retailers, government to make sure that this consideration is still front of mind as we move sort of out of the winter and into the summer.
And we're going to finish, Matt, with creating a better gaming world for people with sight loss with the Design for Every Gamer campaign, another campaign there, and also a Twitch live stream that's going to show gamers what it is actually like to game with sight loss.
Yeah, gaming is a really interesting angle for us, actually. There's a lot of development in gaming in the UK. There's some real hotspots in places like Dundee, where you have, I think, EA Games are based to produce some of the more well-known games, Grand Theft Auto and all those sorts of things. So it's an interesting angle for blind and partially sighted people and interesting to get into technology. It's interesting for those companies to understand how blind and partially sighted people game. It helps them develop the product for everybody, sort of, you know, Design for Everyone, Better for Anyone sort of campaign. So it's been a burgeoning area of activity for us, actually. So I'm delighted that we've got a Design for Every Gamer initiative, which kicks off on Easter Sunday between 7 and 9. It's a live stream, as you say, on Twitch TV. And we've got one of our very own team, Ben Breen, who looks after our sort of accessible gaming work, and he has a moniker, Sightless Combat, which sort of gives away, you know, that he's visually impaired and he's still very active in his daily. And he's teaming up with a sighted gamer who goes by the name of Behaving Beardly to play the online game Sea of Thieves. And Behaving Beardly's visuals will be taken over by a sight condition filter, simulating the experience of gaming with glaucoma or retinitis pigmentosa. And I think, you know, what that will make Behaving Beardly do, and the people watching online through this live stream, will really understand what it means to be a visually impaired gamer and how you have to sort of work around eye health challenges to be able to participate, but how you can do it and how people get a whole ton of pleasure and benefit from doing it. Not only are we hoping to get that message across, you know, we're using this just to try and, you know, sort of surface and recruit a panel of blind and partially sighted gamers to review and test games for us, but also for the industry, just to sort of make sure that the accessibility dimension is woven into gaming design from the start. So if you're a committed gamer, or if you're just interested, please do access Twitch TV. I'm sure you could find it. And that starts on Easter Sunday from 7 till 9. And I'm sure we'll do some other live streams as this initiative sort of unfolds. But it starts on Easter Sunday evening.
Well, you can find out more about the Twitch live stream and a lot of information about living with sight loss on the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device if you have one and ask dear old lady to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Toby, absolutely my pleasure. I wish all the listeners a happy Easter. I think there's some really good stuff we've talked about today, showing, I think, the energy of the RNIB and our social media and campaigning activity. The win around transport is great, and some important fun, yeah, with gaming.